The 2021 Kids Count report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation found many Latino and Black families in particular were having a tough time even before the COVID-19 shutdowns caused so many job losses. Tara Raines, Kids Count Director with the Children's Advocacy Alliance, says Nevada needs to tackle some big issues.
The report that came out after the pandemic showed that we were suffering more than the national average across the four key points. And that was health insurance, parents with the feelings of hopelessness and depression, housing insecurity, and food insecurity.
Using data from 2019, the report ranks Nevada 41st in the U.S. for children's economic well-being and 46th in education. It found 60% of fourth graders are reading below grade level and 74% of eighth graders are not proficient in math. But those stats represent incremental improvement from the numbers in 2010. Nevada's teen birth rate and number of teens in school improved as well. The report also has some good news, finding that the U.S. economy started to recover in March. And Leslie Bossier with the Casey Foundation says child poverty should dip significantly in July once the money starts flowing in from the expanded child tax credit under the American Rescue Plan.
For families with children under the age of 6, it's $300 a month that those families will be receiving. So at a time when families are concerned with being able to pay their mortgage or to pay their rent or to provide food for their families, it's a significant amount.
The child tax credit expires in December. President Joe Biden has called for it to be extended for 5 years. The report recommends Congress make the income supports permanent for low-income families. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Ellis Julin.